This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
On the Rise Again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Oil and gasoline prices are on the rise again. Oil did pull back a bit yesterday. Now it sits just under $137 a barrel. And there's a new record for retail gasoline. The national average is now $4.04 a gallon. There's another type of gas that's also taken a big leap. Natural gas prices are going up. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Although it's June and already sweltering on the East Coast, natural gas prices are almost double what they were in December. That's when a lot of people are tapping natural gas supplies to heat their homes. James Williams is an energy economist with WTRG Economics. He says a fairly cold winter diminished those supplies, and then there are the power plants that often switch between natural gas and oil to operate.
There hasn't been any fuel switching to speak of because petroleum is so overpriced relative to gas that we just consumed a lot more gas and took our storage levels down to where people are wondering if we can match last year's storage levels.
And that means we could be in for an expensive winter. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The trade deficit jumped to the highest level in 13 months in April. That, too, goes back to oil prices. America's bill for foreign crude hit an all-time high. The Dow is up 41 points to 12,322. The Nasdaq is down 14 points to 2445. The S&P 500 down 2 points to 1359. China's main index tanked today. The government there pulled back on credit, and the Shanghai index dropped almost 8%. Asia was down across the board. European shares were also lower. President Bush is in the midst of his final trip to Europe as president. German doll maker Marcel Offerman isn't paying much attention to that news. He has 999 limited edition Barack Obama dolls to make. The dolls cost $220 apiece. He's received almost 200 orders since they went on sale yesterday. We reached Mr. Offerman at his shop about 350 miles west of Berlin and asked him why he made the doll, complete with a dark suit and light blue tie.
That a black man is in a position to get the president of the United States, in my humble opinion, I think that's really wonderful.
Have you heard from the Obama campaign at all about this?
Yes, that's really funny. I sent an email last week. And told them that I created the Obama doll. And after 4 hours roundabout, I get an answer. And I think they are amazed from this. Perhaps because this idea comes from a German doll maker.
Is a Hillary Clinton doll?
No. If Obama has missed, I have no Hillary doll.
Why not?
Because it's not my opinion in her political. And it's very difficult to create.
It's difficult to create certain
yes, yes,
people.
Yes.
Can you give us a taste of what other public figures you've made into dolls recently?
Yes, we have made the Pope, Benedict, the Dalai Lama, Mozart, and last year, Lady Diana.
Marcel Offerman is a doll maker in Germany. His latest offering is the Barack Obama doll. Thank you so much, Mr. Offerman.
I thank you. Bye.
To see what mini Obama looks like, go to marketplace.org. Corn farmers are dealing with something beyond the scope of a politician. Heavy storms are flooding cornfields across the Midwest. The USDA says global inventories may fall to the lowest levels in 24 years by summer's end.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, working to reduce heart disease, the number one killer of American women, by supporting Women Heart. Information at womenheart.org. By Clarkson Potter's The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, the cookbook inspired by the radio program for people who love to eat, available now. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thrivent.com/retirement.
Small business owners are looking for new sources of capital. Many entrepreneurs came to rely on home equity as a cheap source of cash to grow their businesses, even start one. Then came the subprime crisis. Stacey Vanek-Smith has more.
Zev Feig founded Zensa 4 years ago.
This is our first shirt, a compression shirt, featured in Bicycling Magazine.
And the company's doing well. It makes high-performance athletic clothing for the likes of the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics. When he needed money to expand, Feig looked to his house. He had an excellent credit score, about $100,000 in untapped equity, and a profitable business. The bank said no.
I'm personally surprised that after 4 years of having a business that's showing tremendous growth, I can't walk into a bank and get a loan.
Sastry Ratchakonda is with research firm Discover Small Business Watch. He says as the credit crunch gets worse, equity lines are drying up.
30% of the small business owners have used their home as a source of funding. I mean, around 35% feel there has been an impact on their business because of slowdown in the housing market.
Zensa's Zev Feig is among them.
Right now we're small, but we're growing. And there's no question if we had the funding that we needed, we could be so much bigger.
Without his house to tap, Feig was forced to look elsewhere. He first turned to credit cards, then he discovered peer-to-peer lending. It's kind of like eBay for loans. Businesses post the amount they want to borrow and the interest they're willing to pay, and anyone with $50 can play venture capitalist. Prosper is the largest such site with about 700,000 members. CEO Chris Larson says his business has grown sixfold in the last 2 years.
What we're seeing now is well-qualified people that used to have no problem getting funding from lots of sources now coming to peer-to-peer lending.
Larson says the average loan on Prosper is around $6,000, and small business owners make up about a quarter of his borrowers. He says entrepreneurs like it because they get rated by Prosper, but they get to have a voice too and make a case for their business that goes beyond profit and loss.
Now maybe I could put a video of the store I'm opening. I can tell about my business plan, how excited I am. I can get customers to endorse me.
Zensa's Zev Feig took out a loan on a peer-to-peer site. He says it was fast and easy. The maximum loan, though, is just $25,000. But that could change. Peer-to-peer lending is expected to be worth about $5 billion by 2010. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.